Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another. Wow. There's doing anything like that. That's just what happened when I hadn't changed the image of the lens. So it's pretty cool strobe light effect, but give me 1 minute and I will go fix it. But it'll be all right. We're just gonna get it done. Now, there we go. Today, 2 Kings chapter 25 and Chronicles 26. This is when you and I can once again see the effects that sin is having in people doing their own thing, their own way, not God's way. And even though we've had plenty of examples of it, we're going to see it again tonight. So, if you will, ask you to join together with us as we pray our opening prayer. It's right down there in the notes of the program. Pray it out loud with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, 2 Kings 15. 2 Kings 15. The 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, the son of Amaziah, king of Judah, became king. He was 16 years old when he became king, and reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that was in his heart. Amaziah had done, except that the high places were not removed. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high altar. Then the Lord struck the king. He was a leper until the day of his death. So he dwelt in an isolated house. And Jotham, the king's son, was over the royal house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Azariah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of Judah? Well, yes, they are. So Azariah rested with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. Then Jotham reigned in his stead in Israel. Now, I want you to think. God is continually trying to help us. That's what he wants us to do. Verse number 8, I'm in 2 Kings 8. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, reigned over Israel in Samaria for 6 months. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord as his fathers did. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. Then Shalom, the son of Jabez, conspired against him, struck him, and killed him in front of the people. And he raised in his, and he reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah, indeed, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Israel. Thus says the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Jehu, saying, your son shall sit on the throne of Israel to 4 generations. And so it was. Shalom reigns in Israel. 2 Kings 5:13. Shallum, the son of Jabez, became king in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah. And he reigned a full month in Samaria. For Menachem, the son of went up from Tirzah, came to Samaria and struck Shalom, the son of Jabez, and Samaria, and killed him because he had not reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Shalom, the conspiracy led, indeed they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Then from Tirzah, Menahem attacked Tiphash, all who were there as territory, because they did not surrender. Therefore, he attacked it. All the women who were with child, he ripped open. Man, these are some bloody folks. Menahem reigned in Israel in the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah. Menahem, son of Gadai, became king over Israel and reigned 10 years in Samaria. Now, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he did not depart all his days from the sins of Jeroboam, the sons of Nebat, who made Israel sin. Pul, king of Syria, came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that this hand may be with him to strengthen the king under his control. And Menahem exacted the money from Israel from all the wealthy, the very wealthy, for each man 50, from each man 50 shekels of silver to give to the king of Israel. So the king of Assyria turned back and did not stay there in the land. The rest of the acts of Menahem and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Menahem wrestled with his fathers. Then Pechaniah, his son, reigned in his place. He's got some names, don't they? Pechaniah, and all he did, indeed, they're written in the book of the Chronicles of King of Israel. All right, here we go. 28, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin. In those days of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and took Ijon, Abel, Beth, Maacah, Janoah, Kadesh, Hazer, Gilead, Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and he carried them captive to Assyria. Then Hoshea, the son of Rabbiah, and struck and killed him, so he reigned in his place in the 20th year of Jesus. For this excellent historical record, you could go look all of these names up. Verse 31, now the rest of the acts of Pekla, all that he did, indeed, they're written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the second year of Pekla, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. 25 to 16, that's 41 years. And he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter, thank you, Father, of Zadok. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. I love it. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. However, the high priests were not removed. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all that he did. Now, Have they not written the book of Chronicles, King of Judah? In those days, I keep trying to move this screen up. Began to, as 2037, in those days, the Lord began to send Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, against Judah. Jotham rested with his father. He was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. Then Ahaziah reigned in his place. 2 Chronicles 26. The whole chapter. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father, Amaziah. See if I change that angle, if that makes a difference. Does not make a difference. He built Elath and restored it to Judah after the king reigned with his father. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and according to all that was written. That's a bit, and it's a very interesting statement. According to all that was written, God made him prosper, and he sought the Lord. Verse 6. Now he went out and made war against the Philistines, broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, the wall of Ashdod, and he built some cities around. Wow. And he built some cities around. Wow. So, verse 5, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, with understanding in the visions of God, and as long as it sought the Lord, God made him prosper. You stop seeking the Lord, and you stop prospering. That's just how it is. Now, he went out and made war against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath. Made war against the Philistines, broke down the wall of Jabneh, the wall of Ashdod, and he built cities around Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistine, against the Arabians who lived in Gur. That's what, it's a biblical name, but we'll keep moving. Verse 7, God helped him against the Abrians, Abraham's, his Philistines broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, the wall of Ashdod, and he built cities around Ashdod among the Gentiles. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians who lived in Gerbaal, and against the Meunites. It's an interesting word for your garden. Would it be all right? Verse 8, and the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah, his father. His fame spread as far as the entry of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong. And the Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, Valley Gate, at the corner butts of the wall. Then he fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert. He dug many wells. He had much livestock, both in lowlands and in plains. He also had farmers and warriors in the and in Mount Carmel, for he loved the soil. Now, verse 11. Moreover, Uzziah had an army fighting who went away, and God's blessing was on him. It's an amazing thing to see. Verse 12, the total number of chief officers of the mighty men of character. Thank you, Father, for the mighty men of character. Here we go. Verse 15, he made devices in Jerusalem instead of skillful men. to be on the towers and the corners and shoot the arrows and large stones. So his fame spread far and wide, for he's marvelously held in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 12, the total number of chief officers of the mighty men is 2,600. Under their authority was an army of 300,700. 7,500 that made war with the mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Then Uzziah prepared for them and for their entire cities shields, spears, swords. They don't want anything. Uzziah prepared for them for the entire armies shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows, and slings to cast stone. And he made devices in Jerusalem, invented by skillful men, to be on the towers of the corners, to shoot arrows and large stones. So his face spread, his fame spread far and wide. He was marvelously helped till he became strong. But when he was strong in his heart, he was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord, his God, by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense and the altar incense. Azariah the priest went in after him, and thank you, Father, people that stood up for you. Verse 20, Azariah the chief priest, all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he saw leprous. So they thrust him out of the holy place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out because the Lord had struck him. Wow. 21. King Uzziah was a leper. Wow. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham, his son, was people of the land. Rest of the acts of Uzziah, from first the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, wrote. So Uzziah rested his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial, which belonged to the kings. For they said, he is a leper. Then Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. Now, it is extremely late here in North Dakota. So, we're going to go forego the prayer of salvation this time, and you can find it on every one of ours. If you need to be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit of God, I encourage you to do that every single day, many times in a day, because it'll be a blessing to you and to your family. Well, let's pray our closing prayer, and we'll be on down the road for this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus. What a book. What a deal. Give us wisdom, Lord. How? Give us wisdom how? To do it and make it work. In this mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, till we see you again next time, which be right here, same time, same station. Believe in the Lord God Almighty. Trust in his ways. Walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, because his righteousness will purge you and make you clean. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 20, whatever it is, 24, I think. And God's blessing is upon every part of our life. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, got to run. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Jesus, my